Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the great drama of the Senate impeachment trial continues. This, of course, the second impeachment trial for President Donald Trump, or should we say, and it's very important, ex-President Donald Trump. That, of course, is one of the main objections to the trial proceeding. There were 44 Republican U.S. senators who voted against the trial proceeding yesterday, precisely because President Trump is an ex-president. It's a great pleasure to welcome to the show and back to the show a friend of the show and someone I greatly admire, Ken Starr. Judge Starr has been a distinguished appellate court judge. He was Solicitor General of the United States. He has argued 36 cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. And, of course, he is best known for his historic role as independent counsel for five investigations, actually, including the Whitewater investigation, which led fairly directly to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. Judge Starr, always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Michael.
You've been watching the impeachment proceedings in the nation's capital.
Yes, I have indeed, Michael. I'm a Fox News contributor, so I'm actually encouraged to watch the drama unfold. So, yes, I have been following it quite closely.
And I should say that one of his fine, and it's a riveting book to read, his most recent books is Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation. And available on a Kindle edition, by the way. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Judge Starr, do you share the general disappointment with the presentation yesterday by the president's defense team?
I think it could have been stronger, especially the opening. I wasn't quite sure of what the focus or theme was. I recall the Churchillian observation, this pudding has no theme. But I thought, in sharp contrast to the opening, Michael, that David Schoen, the second presenter, really the principal presenter yesterday, was actually quite good. Others will have to judge his effectiveness, and I have not heard reports on that in terms of the senator's reaction, but I thought his substantive points were extremely strong and forcefully made.
If you were advising that defense team going ahead, now the Senate has decided they are proceeding with the trial. They have decided by a vote of 56 to 44 that the Senate is authorized and will continue to render a judgment on the article of impeachment. What would be the strongest point in the president's defense regarding the charge that he incited an insurrection? How would you approach that?
Well, one caveat, which is I'm loath to provide reflections, I'll do it, because I haven't been in the deliberative process certainly to anticipate what the House managers did yesterday with the very fiery, dramatic, Hollywood-produced presentation. But I'm going to leave that aside, because eventually, after all the many hours of arguing, I think the senators will have that in their minds, these various graphics. But it's almost becoming a what did the president know and when did he know it, in that the presentations today are suggesting that the president was very much on notice that violence might very well erupt, and while he wasn't, I think, fairly viewed encouraging violence, even more so than Senator Schumer was outside the Supreme Court of the United States. I didn't interpret his comments, albeit intemperate, naming specific justices and with very, again, in separate language. I didn't
know. Where he says, we're coming for you. Yeah, you're talking about Schumer saying, we're coming for you.
Yeah, I view this as a rhetorical hyperbole, right, as opposed to charge him because he has no speech and debate clause immunity once he leaves the chambers of the Senate. So I mean, this literal, let's interpret in the most unfavorable light. Well, they will all be locked up, right? Maxine Waters will be locked up.
Again, the answer to that, wouldn't it be that Senator Schumer spoke shamefully and we attacked him for it on the air and we played that clip and it was a shameful clip. But thank God nobody did come for Justice Gorsuch. Nobody did come for Justice Kavanaugh or Justice Thomas. That didn't happen. What did happen is there were tens of thousands of people who came for Mike Pence and for the other people who are trying to discharge a constitutional duty. So the consequences of the speech are very different.
I agree, Michael, but at the same time, that's why I come back. What did the president know and when did he know it? My point is the rhetoric of current politics, especially the use of social media, if you still have a Twitter account, is simply too inflammatory. It's just too much. Everyone should calm down. But no one seems to be calming. Well, I should say no one. Strike that. Too many people don't calm down and engage in reasoned discourse. And I think we're reaping the whirlwind of that. But if not, so specifically, what's the advice? I would show, and I think it's going to be fairly easy to demonstrate, that very violent elements, primarily the right, but also even of the left, were planning and plotting to do damage and perhaps physical violence against individuals weeks in advance of the January 6th events. So what the House managers are trying to do is to attribute all of the bad acts to the President of the United States. And I think there's this gap, there's an evidentiary gap. And I'm talking about the law as opposed to the politics of impeachment. It may very well be that senators will say, I think these were foreseeable consequences, and even though he did not know about this group or that group, we're going to attribute that to him. Certainly that's the presentation that's underway now with the House impeachment matters. He is culpable. It's not just that he used inflammatory language. He is culpable. We are going to attribute, it's almost like corporate responsibility, right, for what one of the employees did. And the CEO didn't know the employee was going to go out and wreak havoc, but that is attributed to the corporation. The CEO gets fired and so forth. So I think they need to really rebut the idea that the president was doing anything other than feeling very strongly, as he did. It was a sincere feeling that the election was improper in any number of respects. My own view is he had the right to hold that, and you can disagree. You can disagree vehemently with him, but he had the right as a politician to hold that view and to articulate that view. That's okay, part of our First Amendment framework.
Given the fact that, and we only have a moment left, do you believe would be the best outcome for the country from this second impeachment trial?
Well, definitely an acquittal, but also thoughtful statements by the senators saying, we hope that this is the last time that someone who is no longer in office, period, in the history of our country, is subjected to a trial. We can talk about the Belknap 1876 example. I've got lots of thoughts about that. I think the most relevant, I'll leave you with this, the most pertinent historical example is the one presidential impeachment, namely that of Richard Nixon, that resulted in a resignation, the end of his term, and then the impeachment proceedings were called to a halt very promptly.
That's Ken Starr. His book, Contempt, a Memoir of the Clinton Investigation, is posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of information pouring in about the nature of the Democratic case, which appears to be broadening. We will be speaking, coming up, to a veteran prosecutor, Andy McCarthy, about both the strengths and weaknesses of that Democratic case and how the Republican defenders for President Trump, who will be speaking shortly, we'll try to go to them as soon as we can, and the way that they should respond. There is a Information about the public's response, a report on a series of polls that show, guess what, as the New York Times reports, a slender majority of Americans say that Senate should convict Trump. Actually, it's very, very closely divided, as these things normally are. They report a majority of Americans support convicting former President Donald J. Trump on an impeachment charge over his role in the Capitol riot on January 6th, but only by a slender margin, according to a range of recent polls. The country remains more closely split over whether he deserves to be convicted by the Senate. In fact, views around this impeachment trial don't differ enormously from how things looked a year ago, when public opinion was tilted slightly in favor of removing Mr. Trump from office during his first impeachment trial. And he was acquitted in February 2020 on a nearly party-line vote. It was a party-line vote, except for Senator Mitt Romney. Democrats have since gained control of the Senate, but they would still need a significant number of Republican senators to defect to attain the two-thirds majority needed to convict Mr. Trump. If he were convicted, senators could then hold a second vote on whether to bar him from running for office again. That vote would require only a simple majority. It's not to bar him from running from office again, to bar him from holding office. In other words, what it says in the Constitution is that he shouldn't hold any office. Now, of course, courts would very logically extend that provision on holding office from to prevent him from running because, I mean, what's the point of voting for someone who, even if he wins, can't hold that office? But none of this is likely to happen because they are not likely to find 17 Republicans. Actually, 11 more Republicans. I think it's safe to say that the 6 Republicans who voted yesterday to continue with the trial are at least open to the idea of convicting President Trump on the charge of incitement. But can they find 11 more Republicans who are willing to take the very real political risk of defying a president who is still following these proceedings very closely and is promising, basically, to make life miserable for any Republican who voted against him? That's the case, by the way, with the 2 Republican House members from the state of Washington, where I live, Jamie Herrera Butler and Dan Newhouse. They both voted to impeach President Trump, as did Liz Cheney and the House leadership. And there's a very strong feeling on the part of many of President Trump's most ardent supporters that those dissenting Republicans should be punished. In a CBS News YouGov poll, which we mentioned briefly yesterday, just came out yesterday, 56% of Americans said the Senate should convict the former president, while 44% said he should be acquitted. But opinions are squishy at the center. And an Associated Press NORC survey released also just recently invited Americans to indicate if they hadn't developed an opinion either way. In other words, people were allowed to say, I'm undecided. 12% fell into that category, dropping the share favoring impeachment to 47%, with 40% who were opposed to his conviction. A Quinnipiac University poll also out last week found that 50% of Americans said the Senate should convict Mr. Trump, while 45% said it shouldn't. In other words, guess what? We have a divided country. And on this one, too. 56% of respondents to the CBS poll said Mr. Trump's words and actions leading up to the Capitol riot had encouraged the violence. 44% said his behavior had no impact. 31% said that, in fact, his words and actions prevented violence. That might be a tough case to make. And the idea that if they even asked in this poll that 44% said his behavior had no impact. 44% said his behavior had no impact. Well, that's striking. Actually, the numbers here, let's get clear. 44% said his behavior did lead to the violence. 31% said it had no impact. And 13% said he prevented violence. Speaking about preventing violence, do you remember the season of violence against statues, against memorials, against American heroes? Let's go briefly to San Francisco for another development on this front.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San
Francisco. It turns out that not only is the San Francisco School Board in the process of renaming, they've already stripped the names from 44 schools. They don't have the money to open the schools, they say, to open them safely. But 57,000 students in the San Francisco City School District. The president, Gabriela Lopez, is a 30-year-old former teacher. Who is leading the district's charge to bury American history. And there's an interview that she just gave, and the San Francisco schools also stripped Abraham Lincoln's name from a high school in San Francisco. And she was asked, Gabriela Lopez, about the president of the school board, how she views Abraham Lincoln generally. And here's her answer. Quote, I think Lincoln gets more praise than the, how can I say this? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Lincoln is not, I mean, Lincoln is not someone that I typically tend to admire or see as a hero. Because of these specific instances where he has contributed to the pain or the decimation of people, that's not something that I want to ignore. It's something that I'm learning about and that I know.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are continuing to make their case to convict President Trump in the Senate. House impeachment manager Joaquin Castro accusing the former president of repeatedly lying about the results of the presidential election. As far as how the former president's team thinks things are going, Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller says,
well, John, I think very similar to the very first impeachment, we saw the Democrats fired off everything good that they had during the first day, and then their arguments really fell apart in the second and third days of the respective trials.
Miller's comments courtesy of Fox News. The NBA is ordering all teams to play the national anthem before games. The controversy erupted this week when it was revealed that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban ordered that the Star Spangled Banner be banned. It flew under the radar because there are no fans in the stands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, at the impeachment hearings, one of the Democratic presenters, Representative Plaskett, who is the non-voting representative in the House from the Virgin Islands, is actually presenting a video showing one of the great heroes, frankly. We're talking about Abraham Lincoln being a hero. If you don't believe that Abraham Lincoln is a hero who freed the slaves. Yes, he did. The 13th Amendment was his work. The Emancipation Proclamation was his work. The 13th Amendment had been passed through Congress while Lincoln was alive. And he also held the Union together. He lived to see the victory, which occurred on Palm Sunday, before he was shot in the head the night of Good Friday. And Abraham Lincoln was the most profound of all American heroes. And if you don't believe, as an ignoramus, that Abraham Lincoln was a hero because he commuted the sentences of nearly 300 Sioux warriors who had murdered and raped and pillaged civilians, he commuted their sentences, but not the sentences of everyone, just the 90% of them, that because of that, he doesn't deserve to have a high school named after him? Then you are so demented and so wrong. I was mentioning there was a hero very clearly on January 6th, and that was Officer Eugene Goodman, who from the Capitol Police, and they have been showing video from another perspective than what you've seen before, because this is from different security cameras put together, apparently. But it is extraordinary the level of courage and competence that he showed preventing a violent and disgusting mob that were chanting USA, USA, USA from breaking into the U.S. Senate chambers and threatening the lives of members of the Senate and the Vice President of the United States. This entire matter is profoundly serious, and I think taking seriously part of what Ken Starr said on this radio show, that he hopes that this impeachment will settle the basic premise that you do not impeach someone after he has left office, that you follow the example of Richard Nixon, where Richard Nixon resigned from office before his impeachment, and then they didn't continue with the impeachment after he resigned because it was a moot case. And the American people fired President Trump. We did on November the 3rd. And so the argument Ken Starr makes is that we should learn from this failed impeachment. We don't do this again. But something is terribly wrong. When you look at the fact is the first impeachment took place in 1868. That was the first time the House voted to impeach a president. It was President Andrew Johnson. And until we had another impeachment trial, it was all the way until 1998, in the middle of the Clinton term. So what you're talking about is 130 years, no impeachment. And then after Clinton, of course, we have now two more. And we seem to be impeachment addicted. And I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing when President Trump is the president, or whoever is the president. And maybe it's not just a question of pursuing impeachment as a remedy. It seems to me it's a symptom of the criminalization of a lot of our politics. In other words, right now, it is not simply that you are wrong or you're going to lead the country into weakness or you're going to lead the country into economic disaster. The whole idea becomes too frequently that the other side, the people with whom you disagree, are crooks. They're bad guys. They need to be prosecuted and punished. That doesn't work. There's also craziness. There's a piece at NPR about somebody that I've always had a fair amount of respect for, the majority leader of the state Senate in Michigan, whose name is Mike Shirky. And you might recall that he was one of those people after the election that President Trump called to the White House. He asked for a White House meeting. And he wanted Mike Shirky to help him overturn the vote in Michigan, which was 150,000 vote margin. It wasn't like 12,000 in Georgia. 150,000 vote margin for Biden. And the Senate majority leader said, no, Mr. President. But now the story reports that Michigan's highest ranking Republican leader was caught on video calling the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol a hoax and espousing other conspiracy theories related to the siege. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, in a video posted on YouTube of a meeting with Hillsdale County Republican Party officials, said of the Capitol insurrection in which five people died, it was all staged. About a half hour into the video, Shirky can also be heard asking, why wasn't there more security there? He accused Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of being involved, saying McConnell is part of the decision-making, how much security they have on stand. I think they wanted to have a mess. Shirky on yesterday, issued a statement that didn't directly address his claims, but said he regretted the words he chose and his insensitive comments. I said some things in a videotaped conversation that are not fitting for the role I am privileged to serve. I own that. I have many flaws. Look, it also stinks that he was secretly taped, because the video was posted to the YouTube account of Reclaim Our American Republic last week, and the video's description in part reads, quote, the Hillsdale County Republican Party has had enough of rhinos. We will continue to flush them out of our local party. Great. What a way to strengthen your local party. Can I tell you, this idea that you build up party strength by throwing people out of the party, whoever they happen to be, is insane. If we will continue to flush them out of our local party. And by the way, that same thing is true of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The way to deal with Marjorie Taylor Greene is not to, quote, flush her out of the party. It's to make sure she gets a credible Republican challenger. And she needs it. But the same thing is true with the idea of censuring Ben Sasse. He was just censured by the voters, by Republican officials in Nebraska. He was expecting that. The censure by the Wyoming Republican Party of Liz Cheney. How does it help the party to drive people away from it? A day after the meeting where he was taped, the county GOP censured Mike Shirky. Why? Because he said the Capitol riot was a hoax? No. Because he supported a ban on firearms in the state capitol. Is it really so outrageous in our current climate in this country to suggest that it might not be the best idea to bring firearms with you into a state capitol building? Just asking. More on the coming Republican response, defenders' response to the Democratic attacks today in the impeachment trial. Coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the Medved History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the Medhead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved show, we talked a little bit on Monday about Bruce Springsteen, who changed his policy and actually starred in an ad. It's not one in which he sang, it's one in which he spoke, but it was an ad for finding the center of the country, and it was a two-minute ad, and it was very moving, and I think most Americans could applaud the sentiments that it would be great if we didn't view each other like the Hatfields and McCoys and the warring tribes in a blood feud. I don't know how Bruce is feeling right now, but just a couple of days after that ad aired in the Super Bowl, which was the least watched Super Bowl since 2007, just stunning, but Bruce Springsteen was arrested for DWI and reckless driving in New Jersey. Where else? This was revealed this morning. This is just days after he appeared in a much-hyped Super Bowl commercial for Jeep. The Born to Run icon, who was 71, was busted, and this just came out today, but he was busted back in November 14th at Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. So said a spokesman for the National Park Service. Springsteen was charged with DWI, driving while under the influence, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. That's a strange charge. Oh, I guess it was a closed area closed to the public because of the pandemic. The spokesperson of the National Park Service said. Springsteen was cooperative throughout the process, the spokesperson added. The allegedly juiced Bruce has a court date in the coming weeks and has no known prior bus for DWI. News of the bus broke just days after Springsteen appeared in and narrated a Super Bowl spot for Jeep in which he implored Americans to move toward the political middle in the spirit of unity amid recent bitter division. This is not to be taken as a review of his performance. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal. I don't know why. I truly get a kick out of this because we were trying to respond to it in real time. This is the public response to the presentation yesterday. It may still be going on, by the way, somewhere on some planet, by Bruce L. Castor Jr., who's a former acting attorney general of the state of Pennsylvania. He's one of the people who's representing the former president of the United States in the impeachment trial. And Wall Street Journal reports, and again, Republican newspaper, and one that does recognize that the entire case is likely to lead to an acquittal, very likely to lead to an acquittal for President Trump. They write, Republican senators criticize former President Donald Trump's impeachment lawyers' presentations as underwhelming and ineffective. You think? In a session dedicated to the question of whether the trial was even constitutional, Trump lawyer Bruce L. Castor Jr. had a rough start. He introduced himself as the lead prosecutor in this case before clarifying that he was actually Mr. Trump's lead counsel in the defense and assuring senators, I do understand the difference. And let's see, is there something about practicing law while under the influence? In about 45 minutes of remarks, Mr. Castor veered from the fall of Roman Greece to the trade-off between liberty and security, occasionally referencing his relationships with some senators, while only briefly addressing the core questions of the case. He also went off to describe an LP record that he had on vinyl when he was a kid, which I had too. It was called The Gallant Men, and it was from Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen.
When Senator Dirksen talked like this, and it was really, the sound was very much like this, talking.
Okay, this was kind of amusing for me, but it was impossible to understand what this had to do with the subject at hand. In an unusual concession, he said, Democrats' leadoff arguments had been better than expected. I'll be quite frank with you, said Attorney Castor. We changed what we were going to do on account that we thought the House manager's presentation was well done. Republicans offered harsh assessments of Mr. Trump's team, while many praised the Democrats' lead manager, Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, as well-prepared and impassioned. Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, said Mr. Castor just rambled on and on and on and on. And he didn't really address the constitutional argument. He's a former judge of the Supreme Court in Texas, Senator Cornyn. Cornyn said Mr. Castor's partner, David Schoen, made a better case. Finally, the second lawyer got around to it. The Democratic House managers were focused. They were organized, Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, told reporters. President Trump's team were disorganized. They did everything they could but to talk about the question at hand. If I'm an impartial juror and I'm trying to make a decision based upon the facts as presented on this issue, then the House managers did a much better job, so said the Republican from Louisiana. In an interview following the conclusion of the trial, Mr. Castor defended his own performance. You put 100 people in the same room, you're going to get 100 different opinions, Mr. Castor said of the senators. Not about your performance, sir. Not 100 different opinions, no, sir. Referring to Mr. Cassidy's vote, he added, we only lost one, so I believe we had a really great day. That's terrific. Marco Rubio said, well, I don't want to judge them too harshly. I mean, my understanding is they've been on the case for 4 days. Getting organized? Well, we will see about the case they come up with a few minutes from now when I think they're going to be heading back to it. And we will cover that. There's a great deal of talk, speaking of Marco Rubio. Let us go to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much.
You bet.
Yeah, I remember, but last segment you said, what should Trump's defense be? It's apparent.
Right.
It's insanity.
I don't think you can do an insanity defense in an impeachment trial, but go ahead.
Well, I think that he should blame Twitter. I remember way back you asked the question, what would Trump's downfall be? And I told you Twitter is his downfall. He was like, what, Sweden? No, I said Twitter. And I think he was talking about texting. He'd be texting in a bathroom 3 a.m. or something like that. And Sweden is his downfall, apparently. Let me also add that any...
Well, then he should actually be thankful that he's been deplatformed from Twitter, right? I know that there are a number of people who think that he would still be president of the United States. They would have won the election if they had banned him from Twitter a year ago, but go ahead.
And let me add that any GOP elected official who, after Trump lose or win this trial, any GOP official who bring up the election again should be domestically sanctioned by the American companies, because we need to put this thing to a close. Period.
Well, again, I agree with you that we need to put this thing to a close, but I think the American people are going to do that. The whole idea of having companies enforce standards that are extra legal, Republican officials, just like anybody else, has a right to say anything they want. They have a right to say stupid and crazy things. And people have a right to respond to that. But I think trying to shut off any questions about the election, I do believe that finally people are getting the idea, and it will be much more meaningful when people like former Attorney General Bill Barr are able to speak about it, that the election was actually not fraudulent. There were people like Christopher Krebs, who was the head of our cybersecurity division at the Department of Homeland Security, appointed by President Trump. He said that, and he spoke for 100 different experts who had looked at the election and the results, that this was the most secure election, the cleanest election we'd ever operated. And the idea that it is still suspect in the eyes of some Americans, Sid, I share your frustration with that. We deserve better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.